107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Once again, it's that time of the season, or at least the season that'll be coming up. We're checking in with Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hard to believe it's been a whole year.
Yeah, that's right. It feels like we were just chatting yesterday.
Oh, I know.
Of course, we're always checking in because there's always lots to check in with. But let's talk about it again. My goodness, back for another season, the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund.
It's back and it's as big as ever. We're anticipating almost 1,100 families this year, which is as bad as it was last year.
Okay.
So our goal this year is to raise $60,000, which is what we need to feed that number of people. Like, that's well over 2,000 people when you include all the kids and spouses and partners and what have you.
Yeah, so again, it's gift cards, if you will, is that right?
It's gift cards, and we just found that's really the best way. You can decide what you want for your Christmas dinner. We used to give out turkeys years ago, and then we figured, well, not everybody wants a turkey, you know, if you want ham or something else.
Exactly.
So it works out well for the families. Plus, we used to deliver hampers, and we cannot deliver that many hampers anymore.
they're not the lightest of things, shall we say.
Well, I'm not saying we're getting too old, but that's a lot of slugging.
But again, the year after year after year of dedication to this community, you know, you pivot, you change, but the Kiwanis Club of Stratford always steps up with something like the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. It has made a difference in this community year after year after year.
Oh, yes, and it started out small in, I guess it was 1978, so this is 47 years, if my math is right. So we've been doing it a long time, but I know just prior to COVID, we were just over 700.
Yeah.
Now we're almost 1,100. So, I mean, that's gone up by 50%.
Right.
That's how things have been affected in the community and the economy.
Well, I know it's certainly early days for this CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund for the season. We'll be talking about some of the events coming up. But if they're hearing this, again, the folks register with local agencies?
Yeah, Salvation Army and House of Blessing. So they're taking the registrations, and then probably around the end of November, early December, they'll be giving out the gift cards then. But that's the thing. Get your name in for registration.
Okay.
The other thing I want to mention that's different this year, last year we used to have the GoFundMe page. We've switched over to a Canadian source, and it's Canada Helps. So if you go to Canada Helps, and then for donate, you go to CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket. And you can donate there and get your tax receipt, and we get our money.
That's great. So it's Canada Helps. That's the website.
Canada Helps.
All right.
It's a Canadian source. It's not, I want to get tied up with politics, but it's nice to see a Canadian source. The other thing, looking at what's coming up, December 13th, we've got quite a show going on, Bands for Baskets.
Love it.
And that's going to be December 13th, which is a Saturday. We've got Highway 19, the Bannerman Brothers, and Ethan Mack, and they'll be performing at the hall. And you can get tickets at CJCS here on Romeo Street, and that's going to be a great fundraiser. I mean, that's going to feed a lot of families, and it's, I guess you call it classic rock.
Sure.
What is that, 60s, 70s, and 80s?
You got it. We could get you on the morning show here, Dave. Well, here you are. But yeah, thank you to the bands for stepping up for this, and certainly they really, you know, wanted to be a part of an event like this.
Oh, that's right. And this way, you're giving to the Christmas basket, but you're getting something in return, which is a good night. Plus, we're going to be running a 50-50 there, so
yeah,
you may come out ahead of the game.
You never know. But again, it's Bands for Baskets, something new. It's a concert for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. That's December 13th at the hall. That's a great venue, and if you've never had a chance to check out the hall, do so. Pick up tickets either here at the station or at Needles. And then the day before that is our Radiothon, I do believe.
That's the big day. Yes.
Of course, the Radiothon.
Look forward to that one.
For sure. Again, the Radiothon, again, will be December 12th, so put that in your calendar. Because as part of this CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund, the Radiothon is such a big part of it that so many folks look forward to.
Well, that's right. You've got almost a tradition with, you know, you get the police come in, the firemen come in, Stratford Aces come in, which I always look forward to seeing them come in. And I know you do because you get to interview some of the young kids. And
they're so enthusiastic. And the effort that they put in to make a donation and help out this cause.
And they get bigger every year on their donation. I mean, that's a wonderful tradition. And I think it's the kids, though. I know they start off kind of nervous when you ask them, do you want to say something?
And, yeah.
I don't know. And then they get going and can't stop them.
Yeah,
that's great.
Then we're just about running out of time.
They get over stage, Mike, pretty fast.
Pretty quickly. Exactly. Again, because it's such a feel-good community thing. The CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund, and we're helping out families in our community, which during the holidays can be a tough time for a lot of families, for a lot of people.
Well, that's right. You can make a difference to a lot of people's lives.
You bet. We're going to be checking in with Dave Evans. We're just getting things started. It's the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave Evans and the great people with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Again, Radiothon, December 12th, Bands for Baskets, December 13th. We will see you out. Dave, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.